This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on RTFM. And this morning, I am sharing the love with a delightful young lady whose name is Anthea Carr. Hi, Anthea. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks, Keras. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you for joining me today.
You're more than welcome. My pleasure. Absolutely.
So if you're new to the show, I am Keras and I'm kind of well known in the area for what I do. I'm a body worker, so I'm a massage therapist. I'm also a soul therapist and a coach. And I also have designed and published a deck of a kind of oracle cards, but it's actually a deck of cards called Peace of Mind, an Intuitive Healing Process, which helps you get in touch with your inner being. And, yeah, you can sort out the wheat from the chaff. So, yeah, that's me and what I do. Would you like to tell us about you, Anthea?
Yeah, sure thing. I alchemize food. So food has been my passion since I can remember.
Yeah.
And as much as I try to get away from it, it always comes back. It always finds me.
Yes.
So I'm now in a space where I've surrendered fully to it and realised that is my purpose and that is my calling.
Perfect.
To work with food and alchemise food in all sorts of ways.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how does that look for you? How does it look for everybody else?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do to help people?
Yeah, so ultimately it looks very unique, not something that has, you know, like everyone else.
Yeah.
I attend wellness retreats, so I do the food for that. And yes. That may look like elemental fasting or juice fasting or vegetarian-based or meat-based sort of holistically. But it's all very personalised to the time, the seasons, what's available, also what the people are needing at the time.
Yes.
What type of work has been done at these retreats, so whether that food is for nourishment, light, grounding, it's really individual to that particular moment in time.
That sounds amazing.
Mm, yeah.
And like you said, you know, the diet is the one thing that everybody's got in common, and most people have trouble.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, it's about coming back to our roots and what is best for us and the best way that we digest foods. Everyone is different. We've all been taught different things.
Absolutely.
To do with time or particular foods, but it's really about listening to yourself, your body, your cells, and what they're asking for.
Because your body will always tell you what it wants.
Absolutely. And it's remembering, it's getting right into the correct nervous system to be able to listen to what your body is actually calling for.
That sounds amazing. Mm, really cool.
Yeah, so I do that physically in person, doing the food, but then I also offer online services, so that's whether that's one-on-one coaching or whether it's my intuitive eating sort of journey back to your cells course that I offer over like a 7 to 8 week period.
Ah.
Yeah, and so that is, coming back, connecting with yourself. There's a whole lot of array that we cover in those.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. There's a lot of, from personal experience, I've always had a battle with food.
Mm, yeah.
Always been a battle. From being a larger child.
Yes.
And then back and forth, yo-yo dieting.
That's it.
It's having that what's right and what's wrong. You know, food shouldn't be a taboo. Food should be a blessing, shouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we all, we get these belief systems, whether it comes from our family, even from our ancestral lines or what's in the media, what our friends are doing, what they're not doing, or the, you know, the packaging and everything like that. So it becomes something that you don't realise is external to you.
Yeah.
And it's when you can pull it back and internalise it and then create a healthier relationship with food. Because I too have, you know, I'm here today because of my own relationship with food.
And and that's the way most of us get into our passion. We find our passion by, you know, including mm-hmm. our demons rather than mm-hmm. hiding them in the cupboard.
That's it. Absolutely, that's it.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
So how would you, I mean, we've met through the spiritual phase. So
yes.
And that was, you happened to be next to me one day and pick your brains and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, how would people connect with you? If somebody wanted to work with you, how would they best be able to do that?
Yeah, so I guess, a lot of my thing comes through word of mouth and, yes. and things like this, but I just work off my Facebook page, which is just my personal one,
yep.
Anthea Carr, and I just sort of just share my things on there. I don't actually do too much advertising as say, because it is word of mouth and the right people find me at the right time.
Absolutely.
So I don't force anything. It all comes where and how it needs to. So it's either probably however we put some information out after this is probably best way to meet me, really.
Well, I tell you what, I will be linking you in with my Facebook group. I've got a website, lovecaris.com, but it is work in progress. All right, it's the thought of the work in progress. I haven't quite got that yet, but it is available and it's linked up to my Facebook. So if anybody wants to find me on lovecaris.com and find me through Facebook, that is my most used platform at the moment. And on that, I will definitely be posting up and linking your page. So if anybody wants to connect with you, that's the best way to do it,
I'd say so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right, let's get this show on the road then. Do you have a song for us?
I do have a song, yes.
Go on.
It's Grace and Gratitude from Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
So this song was pretty much the activation for my spiritual journey.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a stillborn daughter.
Yes.
Her name was Miss Dahlia. And I met with a lady that knew me. She was actually a mum of one of my school friends.
Yeah.
Her name was Jackie Campbell. And she offered me a massage, which actually was Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
And during the session, I was laying on the bed and the song played. And she said, "Did you hear that song?" And I said, "Oh, no, I didn't." So she replayed it and she said, "Your daughter is singing this song to you."
Ooh, I got chills.
Yeah, so do I. And I haven't actually listened to it for a long time, but just before this, I thought I'd listen to it. And straight away, tears streaming down my eyes. So, yeah, if you listen to the words as it coming from my daughter and really, really feel what it says. Mm.
Let's do it.
Okay. All because of you.
Absolutely perfect. Thank you for sharing that with me. That's just, yeah. And you know what? I felt every single word of that myself. Yeah, you just... And the energy that I picked up from that wasn't a sadness.
Mm-mm.
It was a joy.
Absolutely.
Total joy. And, you know, we both know stories.
Yeah.
And we can all reflect with times in our life that things like this have happened. And, it's just appreciating the opportunity to experience that too sometimes.
That's it. And you're absolutely, you're on the money with the joy thing. Yeah, with Missalia throughout the pregnancy, it was joy, you know. And in that moment when Jackie shared that song with me, or Missalia sung it to me, it really came through that that's what it was. It was just pure appreciation, pure thankfulness and joy. She wasn't ready to be here, but she appreciated and felt every bit of my unconditional love for her.
Absolutely.
Even though I only carried her for a short time, she felt that, and I felt her.
So a little known story here, like how I can relate to this, was my daughter was actually an IVF baby, and when we went through the process, there was actually two eggs implanted, and since childhood I always thought that I'd be having twins. Ever since I was a little girl, I always thought there'd be twins on the scene, because it is in the family as well. But, you know, you're giving it a head start by putting two in, you know, in the oven to cook. You don't expect one not to, So when I found out that I was only carrying one baby, I was actually quite gutted. Because I always wanted two babies together.
Yeah.
I always wanted them to have that company with each other. And I did a bit of grieving when I found out that there was one baby. And then years later, I was 42 years old and I found out I was pregnant. And the 13-year age gap between my daughter and my son. And you know what? I look back at photos and I see that they are absolutely identical.
Oh, wow.
Each age, each photo is taken at each age. If it were, I know which one is which, but you would swear that they were twins.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that to my daughter one day. I said, you know, your brother is a complete miracle. You do realise this, don't you? In fact, you know, when I was pregnant, I thought I was carrying the energy of the baby. Even the midwife thought I was carrying twins. She said, I wouldn't be surprised if there's one hiding behind because my belly was huge. And I honestly believe in my soul that little energy that was waiting,
absolutely,
he decided to come through.
That's it. When he was ready.
Yes. Not when I was ready,
when he was ready. When he was ready. Absolutely, that's what they do.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. That's quite, it's a beautiful story. And and it shows that love is eternal.
Absolutely.
Completely.
Yeah. In the process of, you know, it was 2012.
Yeah.
You know, when I had her and, You never forget.
No.
And you never get over it, and you never, forget about it.
Yeah.
She our babies just grow with us.
They do, they do.
We still get to experience new moments and, you know, new special things. And when we're sharing stories again, like the emotions come up, but there's always just joy.
And
just
the reason why the emotions come up, because as soon as you mention their name, they're right back here in the room. Lovely. They're right back with us.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, no, absolutely. And the universe has a way of presenting things for us to sort of move through, you know, cycles of grief that we thought we had moved through.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And then it comes up and new things propose it and bring a whole new light to it, and then you have to work through and process through that again.
Absolutely. And, yeah, the reason why is these things come back all the time is because we haven't dealt with certain things. Yeah. We hold on to them. In fact, these conversations that I have, they bring back memories that I'd long shoved under the carpet.
Absolutely, yeah. And they present themselves, right? And
they do.
In our body, that we store it, and that pain that sits in there is those things that have been pushed under the rug.
Yeah, so the only thing we can control sometimes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, so what led you down the journey that you chose? What was it that totally started you on this whole, why did you choose the career you chose, basically?
Yeah, so how I've managed to get back to food is from, it's just been that thing that's always been alive in me.
Yeah.
Naturally, as, you know, society goes, you sort of see, like, as I came out of high school and did an apprenticeship and I was in that chefing industry and I didn't fit in.
Yeah.
I didn't have that mentality that, you know, the ones that you would put a chef into a box type, you know, energy.
Yes. Gordon Ramsay comes to mind.
There you go. Absolutely opposite. So I didn't quite fit in, even though I loved what I was doing. And then when I had after Miss Dahlia, I had my son.
Yeah.
And so when I had him, I was like, this isn't a family friendly job. You know, as a single mother, I was like trying to make ends meet on a cafe wage. And it just wasn't fitting, you know. So I was like, oh, I have to retrain, right? Because that's what we're told we got to do.
Yep.
So then I go and retrain in sports and exercise science. But that introduced me to massage, which is another element that I do. And then I did personal training for a bit. But again, I was always drawn back to food. So therefore I was adding nutritional information, you know, into these programs. Yes. And then I was like, how can I help more people? So I thought I'll go and study physiotherapy. Studying physiotherapy. But I found myself trying to figure out how I can feed people in the clinic as a physiotherapist, right? That was always my focus. And whilst I was studying, opened up a cafe and worked Woodfire Pizza business, you know, throughout this whole time, just on the side. I always found myself drawn back to food.
You could never get away from that passion, eh?
No, I couldn't. But I didn't see a way that I could utilise that passion because I didn't fit into the chefing world and I didn't know there was other ways, you know, until I met an incredible woman at a mentor at the festival. So I was going through all this confusion, you know, physio, all the things, just trying to find out what it was. And I was really drawn to go to Resolution.
Yeah.
And I'd been drawn for a few years, but I didn't have anyone to go with.
Yeah.
So I just ignored it, right? This one year I found myself alone. My boys were with their father for New Year's. And I was like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So I decided to go for the first time in my life by myself to an event completely for myself. And during this time, it wasn't so much the, you know, anything to do with the actual festival itself. It was the fact that I could listen to me.
Yeah.
It's the fact that I could be present within myself and do exactly what I wanted when I wanted without having to do it for somebody else.
Yes.
And in that moment, it was the first time in my life that I had experienced my own love. I lay on the floor in a tent of one of the healer's space in the evening after a beautiful sound journey and some readings, And I lay there and then I just fell asleep. And I woke up and I had the warmest heart I'd ever felt. And I said to my friend, and I said to her what I was feeling. And she said, that's self-love. She goes, that love that you're feeling for yourself is what you give everyone else.
Yeah.
And at that moment when I realized that, well, when I was highlighted that, it was like, this is the love that I'm giving out freely to everyone, and not everyone deserves it, you know?
It hits home hard, yeah, doesn't it?
And they're not giving it to me.
Yeah.
And so that was just like the, you know, I don't know what you call it, just that.
Epiphany.
Yeah, the epiphany, you know, that key that I needed to just start my self-love, my self-healing journey.
And it's really hard to do at times, isn't it? Because you're so used to putting everybody else first. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with a lady this morning, and that was exactly what I said to her. I said, she said, but you're wonderful. Everybody loves you. I said, thank you. I appreciate you telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just do what I do because of the love of it, not because I expect anything back.
Yes.
But I also, it's confusing that everybody else is not like me.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you don't give that same love to yourself as you freely offer to everybody else. It comes a point in the sand where you have to say, my turn.
Yes. Yeah. And when you do that, you do find that the people that you have around you fall away.
Oh, my God, don't they?
Yeah. And it is really hard to navigate because you're like, it's the first time in my life that I'm looking after myself.
Yeah.
And nobody around you seems to like that very much.
Because they don't like that version of you. They like the version they concocted it in their heads.
Or we created, you know, for them.
Yeah.
Thinking that's what was the best thing to do.
Absolutely.
But then when you learn that it's not, when you learn that you need to be your authentic true self to really reach out to the people that are meant to be in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you start to realize just, you know, how potent that is.
You have to speak your truth, even if it hurts.
Absolutely. And it isn't easy.
Oh, God.
It certainly is not easy, but the rewards are actually tenfold.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be honest, in this time of my life now, I would rather do it alone than try and drag somebody who doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. No, there's no dragging anybody really. Once you get to this stage, you realize that the people that are meant to be there are there.
Yes.
You know, and there's no expectation and you don't actually need them.
God, no.
But you appreciate them tenfold.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you really see the value in who they are and they see who you are wholly. Yeah. And
100%.
It's amazing. Mm. So in that festival when I met like my mentor, we just connected and she saw in me what I didn't see in myself, you know, which is what I have, which I can do for others.
Yeah.
But with who I am, it's really hard to see for myself.
Yeah.
So she saw in me what I didn't see and she was able to reflect back to me what it is that I need to see. And so she actually invited me to cater for a retreat, which I'd never done before. And I was totally open to it. I turned up with my whole kitchen, absolutely everything and anything, you know, just like all of the things. And I catered for 12 incredible women who I still have incredible connections with now. In that moment, it was like, it was one stage in the kitchen where where my mentor was there and I was talking to her about physio and that I'd made it and that I knew what I was doing and I was going to create this clinic and I was going to get known by everybody. And she just looked at me. And then she didn't even have to say anything. And I like started like backpedaling and then I started realizing and then I started getting angry because I was like, I had it all figured out.
Yeah.
I knew where I was going. I was like, yeah. And then just her reflecting back myself, you know, I was really angry.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is so, you know, but that moment where you know it was exactly what you needed. And, yeah, sure enough, after that incredible weekend where I managed to see how my food creates sparks inside of people, my food creates connection, like they connect to me through my food before I even connect with them in person. And when I saw that, it really just, like, shone a light on the other possibilities of what food can bring and recognizing that my food, like the colors, the taste, the textures, yeah. it activates every single sense, you know, right to your sixth sense and more. Like, and it's just organic, raw, and just intuitive. And knowing that I had that and then being able to just explore that and do it more and more and more, like where I've gotten to now from where I was then, it's a 3-year span.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, and then now it just upgrades every single time more and more. And I really see my value in what I actually bring to the table. And also what is important to bring back to, yeah. especially to any sort of spiritual event or, yeah. And or in corporate, like bringing in that food for an understanding what it is.
Yeah.
The nourishment. The grounding, the connection, you know, the remembering. I had an event about a month ago now, and the amount of people that came to me and said, oh, it smells like my nana's kitchen. Or, you know, there was this one lady that came to me and she said she hadn't eaten for 2 weeks and she was able to receive my food, you know, and it was like healing for her because she had this really uncomfortable relationship with food for this time because she'd been going through a hard period. But what I said to her was, I said, you needed to go through that, right? And if you didn't go through that, would you have been able to receive my food as you have now to then be able to carry on the story and share it with somebody else? You know, it was incredible. And just being in that energy, knowing why I was there, you know, I was there to offer nourishment, to offer grounding and to truly shine in who I am.
Yeah.
And all I did was that. And that just touched so many people's lives. Like one lady came to me and said, you have golden hands and a golden heart. And she said, and I had a magical voice as well, you know, because we did a voice activation at, at this place. Yeah. So it was incredible. Like, and to be in a space where you're not actually seeking any validation.
Yeah.
You're not seeking any appreciation. You're not seeking anything, but you're there at a knowing.
Yeah.
And you know it's received and you feel that it's received. And you're just doing the work, right?
Yes.
And so another lady came in and she actually said that she's been to a lot of these events, you know, a lot of weekend retreats or whichever. And she said she's never had food like this, never had food that actually fits with what you're doing. Generally, the food can be too heavy or just not the nicest or, you know, not the healthiest for what you're actually going through.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I feel it's so important to actually bring that remembrance back and be like, food is important.
Yeah.
Not just for nourishment, not just because we're told to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it's grounding and it's connection and it's, you know, bringing that life back to all your cells and all your senses.
100%.
Mm.
And it's also, you know, something people don't really think about is the energy that the food is prepared in.
100%.
Because if I don't like you very much and I make you a cup of tea... That cup of tea is going to taste awful.
That's it.
It's going to be the worst cup of tea you've ever had in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the energy from me goes into that.
Yeah, 100%.
And vice versa.
Yes.
If I love you and I make you a cup of tea,
yeah.
it's going to be the sweetest, more delicious.
Yeah.
It's always about the energy that is prepared in.
100%. And I touched on that too when I spoke into the food because one of our meals was a shared meal.
Yeah.
So everyone bought their own as well. Yeah. Some people bought from a bakery or, you know.
Yeah. Mass produced.
Yeah.
We'll just put this on the table for somebody to fill their bellies, not thinking about the energy behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. But even in that, like recognizing that everyone that brought a plate did put their energy into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I took it even a further step backwards and talked about where that food has come from, where that the veggies that went into that dish have come from, you know, and the energy. And then even, you know, from the supermarket where it's travelled, like everything has multiple energies coming into this dish, right? And then so when I work with that, you know, everyone talks about needing your food to be organic, you know, and I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But it's also, I know that I can work with whichever food comes in front of me and I can alchemize that and I can heal that food to be something that is going to be nourishing for the people that are receiving it,
you know?
And same with when you put a dish in front of you, even if you've grabbed it from the cafe and you feel that that person behind there was a little bit off today, right?
Yeah.
You can then look at that plate and go, okay, you know, can I just cleanse this plate and, yeah, and may it nourish me and others in the way that it needs to. Yeah, and it's been present with
the food. I love that.
Mm.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. That's, yeah, it's a nice spin. And you said, I love the way that you help others look at food and knowing that, okay, they may not have made it, but they can still put their energy and their love into that food to regenerate the emotions and the love so that they, when they take that food in, it's going to be absorbed.
Yeah, and in that same way, you know, we eat with our eyes first, right?
Yes.
You know, so it was a shared meal by everybody that was bought in containers. You know, I could have put that meal out in the containers they came in. But instead, you know, I set the table nicely, added energy, added plants, added candles, and then placed it, you know, in a way which was really appealing on the eyes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then everyone was like, wow, you know, it just adds that element of wow factor.
Yeah.
And the same salad that was in a container is going to taste different.
Yes.
Purely because of how it's presented as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. I love it.
That's good.
Oh. Right, are we ready for another song?
Yes. Yes. This song I have is actually from the festivals.
Okay.
So a dear friend of mine now, Joyda May, and her partner Aroha, they've been a massive part of my journey. And prior to her music, to be honest, I didn't necessarily listen to much music at all.
Yeah.
You know, so I had that song, probably stuck with that song from Olivia Newton-John for a while, but it wasn't until I felt Joyda's music that I actually realised, and a lot of people knew this, but I didn't, that music is medicine.
Yeah.
Right? And she just opened up a completely different doorway for me to appreciate music and what it brings. And since then, like, so every time I experienced her music in a festival setting, I would just cry.
Yeah.
It would just open up these gateways for me to release what needed to be released. So I have so much gratitude to Joyda and Aroha and the journey, and they're just doing the mahi now. You know, they're out there just spreading the magic everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, so dear to my heart, and yeah, really opened up things for me for music. So this is a song from her, and it's called I Am Enough.
Perfect. I'm calling back all parts of myself I've left and lost along the way. From oppressions, unconscious decisions, from my relations and connections, all of this I've awoken, the living genius that's been sleeping for way too long. I'm no longer seeking validations, 'cause I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. I said I'm calling back. I've awoken,
And you're listening to Love Keris on Art FM. And that was a new to me artist. That was an amazing song. Judea May, I Am Enough.
Yeah, Joy to May.
Joy to May. Beautiful song.
Yeah, yeah, she really does just sing to your soul.
Yeah.
You know, from her soul to your soul. And in person, there's just something else. Yeah, you know, it's just something magical. You really just penetrates exactly where it needs to hit you you can release what you need to release.
Something I'll have to experience one day then,
yes,
I think.
Yes, she does host these awesome mini concerts, which are really intimate and
beautiful.
Yeah, really
Let me know. Let me know.
I will.
I'll find a babysitter.
Yeah, that's it. I also just wanted to acknowledge when I mentioned earlier the mentor that, you know, I had.
Yes.
I just wanted to check in with her that it was okay to mention her name. So. Yeah, Archmage Ihiatua is her name, and she has helped me, you know, in these last 3 years just really see myself, and she tests you in the ways that you need to, and she is incredible guidance, so I just wanted to acknowledge her.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And we come into the part of the show where we are going to do a collective card reading.
Great. Exciting.
So it's just a bit of, just general information to the listening. What's going on in energy at the moment? I'm using my deck, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle, or healing process, I should say. I'm just giving the cards a little bit of a shuffle, asking my guides, what do we need to know right now? So this could be for me, this could be for you. Let's see how the ball rolls, eh? There you go, just that one. So the first one that popped out for me is ancestral wisdom. And this...
It's good.
Yeah? Do you like that one?
Yeah.
So this one is asking you to... Just to understand that there's... Whatever's going on now, there's more going on behind the scenes. And sometimes you have to look back to look forward. My third eye is burning talking about this. Oof, it's like somebody's pinged me on the head. When we talk about ancestral wisdom, it's not necessarily meaning the people that have gone before us. It also reflects to our own memories and our own life and our own learning and our own lessons, which, again, funny thing, what we talk about during the show is often what comes out in the cards.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's about learning and healing and growing and not being afraid to do that.
Yeah.
In fact, it's necessary.
Absolutely.
And if you find yourself, the second card that came out for me today is called The Contract. And although this card depicts a situation before the tower has fallen, okay, when everything is all hunky-dory and you decide this is the way we're going to do things, this is the way it's going to be, I'm happy with this. And at any point in time, should that not be the case, it is always okay for you to take that contract and... rip it up.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
That's not what I was going to say.
It's out of my mouth. That's what I said.
So. So, yeah, at any point in time where you feel the need to make changes in this contract, it is okay to look back, reflect, and choose the new contract based on the situation as it appears.
It's a lot more mature than mine. Yes. That's adulting right there.
Totally. I've been practicing.
The child in me was like, rip it up.
So that's my 10 pence worth. Have you got any cards that you'd like to add to that thought process?
So with cards, I'm kind of new. I don't necessarily play around them too much, but I've had these cards for a wee while. The reason why I grabbed this deck was because it actually scared me, so I thought that was a deck I needed to grab.
Ooh, yes.
It's the Fairy Forest, an oracle of the wild green world, Lucy K. Cavendish.
Oh, beautiful artwork.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. So, yeah, the Elf Queen came up first. So introverted burden and responsibility. So you have responsibilities that have accumulated to the point that you no longer feel free. You have dimmed your own bright light, and the world longs for you to shine once again. One by one, I ask you to take those burdens, anything that feels heavy, whose energy does not come from love but from fear, any demands and expectations that no longer meet your needs, and release them with love. There is no rejection in this gesture. It is simply time to re-establish your own personal boundaries. You may even be carrying burdens that rightly belong to other people. Please release these now. Without this clearing, you may well feel you are carrying too much on your own shoulders and are unable to see the path ahead of you. As you release the beginnings of the sweet and tender freedoms that are your birthright, will make themselves known to you. You are now free to love and care for others more effectively, as you will be acting out of love, not forcing yourself. If you clearly ask for support, other people will love and support you in all that you do.
I love that.
Yeah. Yes, it definitely ties in with your one and what we've been talking
did.
About.
It certainly did. And the funny thing is, this may even be for me today, because I've decided that I need to do some self-healing, some self-work with all the stress that's been happening over the last few years. You know, you don't sit and think about it. You just soldier on.
Yeah.
Yep. You put your boots on and you start marching, and you just get all these jobs done, right? So in case you don't know my story, I came back from the UK 2 years ago with a suitcase full of clothes and less than $1,000 in my pocket. And I've got us a steady house, I've got a security, I've got my business, oh my God, that's just taken off 10 times better than it ever was before I went away. Because I put the trust and faith in my guides and my energy that everything would fall into place.
Yep.
Yeah?
Surrender.
Complete surrender. But now I have surrendered and I'm floating on the water. I'm on my lilo. I've got my I've got my drink in the cap, you know. Yeah, I'm just floating along, but I haven't taken that time to reflect on the journey.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where I am now. I've got a shark in the water threatening to topple me over.
Yeah, pop that line.
And all I can hear is dunna, dunna.
Yeah, so it's coming for you.
It
yeah.
totally is. So I know that I need to take the ancestral wisdom of my own.
That's it.
It's all about learning how to love yourself once again.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't matter how many times you evolve.
Yeah.
Each time is like a new time.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not doing it from just out of the blue. This is from past experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, come with me, I got new tricks.
That's it. And one thing that keeps like screaming in my head is something that Archmage Ahi Atua has said to me, is don't carry anybody that you cannot physically carry in person.
Yes.
You know, and it's once you can release the weights of other people that you're actually carrying within your energy, you have more space to look after yourself and put the energy into
100%,
yourself.
100%. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the energy behind these cards.
They are beautiful. I'm going to go into the second one that I pulled as well, which is Salu, vitality, health, and energy. You radiate strength, energy, and life force, the kind that emanates from within, giving you an energetic force field that others respond to, but within which you dwell, radiate, and well. With every day, every heartbeat, every conscious moment, including all the wise decisions you have made on behalf of your well-being, you are beginning to develop lasting strength, and your energy is potent, a force and a presence, I should say. This card can also signify that it is time for you to truly take your well-being seriously, to connect deeply and respectfully with the body, to reshape it, reclaim it from all the cultural biases and all the judgments we are all subject to.
Yes.
It is time to develop support networks where your mind is valued and healthy relationships are nurtured, developed, and sustained. You must also do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Not lie on that lilo. Sweat and discover just what you are capable of. And be sure also to change your nutrients, what we've been talking about, enhance the food you are eating. Be sure to eat well and acknowledge any unhealthy eating patterns you may have developed to self-nurture and comfort. All of this dedication, self-love, will pay off in marvelous ways. You will radiate so much good, shining well-being that you will draw to your like-minded people who support this journey and attract more vitality, good fortune, and love.
I love that. I'm listening.
Yep, no, that talks to all of us, for sure.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, yep. There's nothing beats the learning, the growth, the healthy development.
Mm.
Of the new spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
And it's life doesn't happen to you, life happens for you.
Absolutely, yeah, and it is embracing not just the, you know, the fun, light, fairy stuff, but the parts of us that we've always hidden.
Yes.
You know, and truly learning to love those shadow parts of us. You know, yes. There's no more love and light, you know, it's actually embracing us as a whole.
Because we are, but very much both, you mm-hmm. know, everything is yin and yang.
It is, absolutely.
And as light as I am, I can also be quite dark yeah. as well. You know, you've mm-hmm. got the light empath, you've got the dark empath,
mm-hmm.
who actually are one and the same.
Yep.
The difference is how you treat me.
That's it. yeah, exactly. And it's loving all of those parts, right? Those parts that you aren't so fond of, those parts that, you know, you sort of cower at yourself about. Yeah, it's actually learning to appreciate those and realise that they've come up for a reason, you know, those parts to show you something that you haven't quite seen.
Indeed.
And it's embracing that and loving, like, all of you wholly.
Yes.
And actually not accepting anything less
yep.
from anyone around you. Mm.
And those who mind don't matter.
That's it.
And those who matter don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
In the words of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you, Anthea.
Mm.
Right, we've got one more song.
One more song.
Oh, one exciting. More song.
I think this one will tie in with what we've just read out really, really nicely.
Isn't
yeah.
that curious? Mm.
So it's I Am by Fia, and this has... this really helped me to anchor in looking after myself and not putting others first.
Cool.
Mm.
Let's listen to it then. Thank you.
You've been trying to put me in a box, saying this is it, you'll never be enough. Take those dreams and put them on a shelf. And for many years I was holding back, thinking I should be more like this and that. But then I saw the real truth of it all. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start, creator of all. I am that I am. Oh yes, I am that I am. And I've been stuck in thoughts, doing it their way. Didn't listen to the things my heart would say. Letting fear take over and decide. But when I realized that the choice was mine, oh, I could feel a shift and I began to shine. Living an empowered, beautiful life. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start, creator of all. I am that I am. Oh, I am that I am. that there is nothing to do, just be. No, I am not who you think I am. I am so much more. I am one with source. I am limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, complete from the start, creator of all.
A wicked song, and I'm just loving you introducing me to these amazing artists as well. Thank you, Anthea. And we are just finishing up at Art FM on Love Keris, and just a few little thank yous and ending up to say, is there anything you want to pass on?
Yeah. So first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And yeah, a massive activation for me. So
excellent. Job done.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to, again, I talked about reaching out to me. It'll just be finding me on Facebook, so Anthea Carr, and liking or following me on that, and reach out on there. I can offer one-on-ones, whether that's to do with intuitive eating or eating to your natural digestion. We can work that out.
I think I might need to have a look at that one.
it's really interesting, you know, finding out how you best digest.
Yes.
I also have a course, Journey Back to Your Cells, starting in January. So there's limited numbers, so it's quite personal, and it's a sacred container over the 7 to 8 week period. And there'll be details on Facebook, so you just want to find the post. On here we're going to do a bit of a promotion, so if you like and share and comment on that post, then you've gone to the entry to win the course as opposed to paying for it.
Nice.
And so if you comment underneath art, so you know, Access Radio Taranaki, and I'll know it's from here, and you'll get an extra entry into that.
Can I go incognito and do it 10 times? Don't work? No.
Cool.
Thank you. That's awesome. So just to wrap it up, and hope you're all having an amazing day, and we shall catch you next week on Love Keris.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.